Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Personalize Your Faith with your Personalize Your Faith coach, LaTanya Price. Because of working with LaTanya, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by making positive, effective life changes. With increased self-awareness, trusted knowledge, discovering their spiritual DNA, and a distinctive plan of action, they achieve boldness and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities.
Hello, hello, LaTanya Price here once again with another Personalize Your Faith show. I am, of course, so humble and excited just to be here once again, just to share some encouragement, empowerment, just some inspiration with you all. I truly do not count it no less than God's grace and mercy that I am here. And so I truly just appreciate this time to really just come forth and to be with you all. And so I want to always, of course, reiterate my purpose in a nutshell, or if you want to, people, you know, more business minded people may call it the elevator pitch or whatever, but I truly do feel that it just summarizes all that I do. And so with this particular purpose that I'm on, this path that I'm on, as a result of working with me, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by fearlessly writing and self-publishing their story. With increased technical knowledge, discovering their inner creativity, and developing a powerful plan of action, they experience excitement and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities as a published author. And so many of you, if you're new to hearing my voice, I am a self-publishing coach, just along with many other things that I do, empowerment speaker, author, and just other what I call my entrepreneurial avenues, if you will, that I have been embarking upon. Of course, I have started back to school and all this other stuff, so it may seem like I have a full plate, but honestly, it is quite structured. It is quite structured. And of course, I have the wonderful support of people that genuinely just support me and love me, and they definitely appreciate all that I try to do to help empower people and to keep people encouraged, which is one of my spiritual gifts, is an encourager or exhorter, if you will. So I truly do not count it as if I am not definitely using what God has given me, or at least trying to the best of my ability. And so these final months following out, this closing out of 2017, we've kind of been touching on different things, different topics that actually encompasses not just people birthing stories, you know, not just encouragement for birthing stories and different things like that, because the whole idea behind personalizing your faith is unleashing those supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities in whatever way you do that. So a lot of these topics are across the board. It can be, of course, for those that are wishing to self-publish their book, but it's also for those that are wanting to do even the more, just getting more involved, starting their own business, becoming a part of another organization, joining in, being, you know, volunteering more, whatever it might be. So it's definitely just some words of encouragement to help us to understand that, hey, we can personalize our faith, and we need to personalize our faith because our path is so unique. It's not to say that we aren't to look at others and maybe have an example or have that role model or that testimony to understand that we too can do it and accomplish many things. But it's also a personal relationship that you have with God, and He's going to give you specific instructions that are going to be unique to you as well. So with that, I know the last show I was talking about, we have to stop letting fear punk us, right? So to kind of help just even illuminate that a little bit more, today we're going to look at use all that God gave us to overcome fear. I really want us to really take that time to really realize. I know last week I said, you know, we don't want to let it punk us. So it's time that we made fear the punk, if you will. It's time that we punk fear. So reverse that. You know, because fear paralyzes us. It leaves us in this place, like I was saying before, it leaves us in this place like we're supposed to just stay stuck. We're not supposed to move. We're not supposed to move forward. You know, so many times, and I don't deny the fact that, yes, we need, there are seasons where we should stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because even in those seasons where we do absolutely need to stand still, like not do anything, but to get up, go to work, eat, sleep, all those different things, just the simple things is fine. But then there's also points, and there's going to be more points where we actually going to have to take action than we do stand still, so to speak. But even in those actions, we cannot allow fear to paralyze us, because it's not to say that we can't try, because then we get to a point where if we don't try, we won't never know. And if we don't step out on faith, then we won't really obtain the manifestation that's already promised. It's already promised. But we just sitting there. We don't even want to knock. We don't even want to knock. We don't want to ask. We don't want to seek. And that's what he tells us to do. Those are some of those actions that we should be doing in order to punk fear, to make fear the punk. So we have to start doing those things. Fear comes from the father of lies, which is Satan, the enemy. I don't care if you want to tag him with a different name, if you want to get personal with that thing. I don't care what you do. Just recognize he's the enemy. Recognize the fact that fear is birthed from him. It's one of his offspring, okay? Because, you know, he's going to use lies. And oftentimes, lies is a branch, if you will, from fear. If we tell a lie, what's the first thing we start thinking? Well, first off, many of us will tell a lie because we're afraid. Think about it when you were a kid. Your parents asked you a question. You lied because you were scared of what they're going to do, right? So fear is it's going to make us believe that we have to believe the lie. And it's going to make us fall right into the trap that he's trying to set to kill, steal, and destroy us. We're going to fall right into the trap. So we cannot fall into his trap. We can't. We have to avoid it. We have to recognize that we can't keep letting fear win. So many times we allow fear to win and we don't even see it. Sometimes we think, oh, no, I'm not letting fear win. But think about it. Really take a moment and think about exactly what you could be doing, but you don't do it because, and you might think, oh, well, it's not because of the fear. Well, really consider what fear encompasses, because so many times we think fear is just one little thing, or fear of a bug, or fear of, you know, something that you are really fearful of. You know, people really do have phobias, or something like that. But it goes deep. Everybody, it really does. Fear does go deep. I even mentioned on last time how, you know, we, some things that we experience as children, and now we act the way we do as adults, all because of this past experience, and we've had this fear. We've had this fear that's built a wall, that's built up this barrier, and now you don't let people pass this, or you don't allow to do this. You don't think you can do this. You don't think you can wear this. You don't think you can say this. You don't, you know, don't get me wrong. There are definitely manners and etiquette that we all as civilians should have, but there's also that boldness that God has given us to really use the power that he's given us. So we really cannot allow that fear to keep winning. I think about this example because it just kind of hit me. I was fearful to really, me and my parents, really. It really kind of started with my parents, and then it kind of just was like on me. When I went to college, when I started to make the decision to go to college, I was accepted. The degree program was with Purdue University, but I ended up going to the downtown Indianapolis campus, which most people know as IUPUI, which is both IU and Purdue together in one campus. You can get either degree from that campus. And so I decided just to stay in town, live with my parents, all that. Of course, it was affordable, but guess I had a full ride scholarship, plus some. So I was getting refunds, so to get books and whatever else I needed. But even with that, I stayed because I was afraid of, not because of people, not because I didn't think I would end up with a good dorm person or, because Purdue also has another campus outside of Indianapolis. And my scholarship would have been fine. I could have went to either or. I had a choice because the degree was from Purdue, no matter which campus I chose. But I decided to stay downtown. But I was afraid because of my sickness. I had had cancer when I was 14. Think about it. It was just 5 years. And, a lot of times they say cancers kind of recur within a 5-year, 10-year time sometimes, or 7-year, I want to say, the one that I had. And I was afraid that I would end up getting sick, and that's why I didn't leave. So I allowed fear to kind of keep me here. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm grateful for all that God has allowed me to experience while here, still here in Indianapolis, Indiana. I grew spiritually. So it was never a bad experience, but I sometimes think, had I not allowed my fear to make me think, something could have happened, and nothing happened, of course. I'm still cancer-free to this day. No reoccurrence. What would have happened? What kind of experiences, what kind of cultures would I have been able to at least experience with that? So sometimes, and it's not to say that God hasn't definitely allowed me to experience some things, because I still did. And I was able to visit the Purdue campus, the other one, more than once during my tenure. But I definitely just think about sometimes like, what if I would have lived off, live on campus? What would have, how would have it been? What would I have really learned even then? But that's just an example. But at that time, I was really afraid. I was really afraid. And so my parents, don't get me wrong, so my parents. But I don't necessarily think I would have been any less or more, so to speak. But I think I would have maybe experienced some other stuff that would have taught me some more lessons about life. But that's just life, right? But like I said, sometimes that experience, we can't allow fear to really interfere with that. We want to take that adventure sometimes. Step out on faith and see where God takes us. God gave us exactly what we need to make fear the punk. So I mentioned these three things because we know in 2 Timothy it talks about this. He gave us power. Now, when I studied this, this power that they were talking about was a courageous spirit. Speak anything in his name, which has all power, his name having all power, thus we have the ability to speak, which gives us power. So we have power. It's a courageous spirit. This power that was discussed in this particular scripture, after he said God hadn't given us the spirit of fear, after he was encouraging Timothy, let him know, God didn't give you a spirit of fear. He didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us power. Love, sound mind, power, a courageous spirit. Speak anything in his name. I know many times we allow fear to win because we spoke something in Jesus' name and it didn't happen. It didn't happen because we was like, well, we spoke it in Jesus' name. It's in Jesus' name, Jesus' name. And of course, we know what the scripture says. Ask in his name and it shall be given. But then it doesn't happen. And so now we're afraid to ask anything in his name. And I'm only saying that because that's exactly what happened with our daughter. We prayed, we fasted. We got to a point where she was full term, literally 38 and a half weeks. She was due the next week and she was stillborn. So yeah, you best to believe we was like, say what now? So it's not to say we're powerless. That's number one. It's not to say that God still didn't fulfill that which he was supposed to. This power that we have goes beyond a physical or tangible or visible manifestation. And it takes maturity, because I'm speaking from experience, it takes maturity to understand that. So many times we do try to limit God into this box of time. And we speak it in Jesus' name. 3 months is going to happen. 3 days is going to happen. And I'm not knocking those kinds of speaking it into existence. I'm not knocking that because for many people, it does happen in 3 days. It does happen in 3 months. It does happen in 3 weeks. It does happen in 7 days. However, if it doesn't, it still does not limit your power. It still does not limit God's power. Because that just lets us know, obviously, God is up to something bigger. He's up to something greater. When we think it's supposed to happen, because all of a sudden we feel a spirit moving within us, and we feel, oh, the Lord is saying, be careful when you say, I feel the Lord is saying, it's going to happen this month, and it don't happen. Please. Don't get discouraged when it don't happen, because the power that we have is just a courageous power. It means that our faith should not stop. Our hope should not stop. So we still got to speak it. If you have to, if it didn't happen in July, say it's going to happen in June. If it don't happen in June, say it's going to happen in August. If it ain't going to happen in August, say, I keep saying it because trust me, it's going to happen. If you keep speaking and believing, and maybe that's what God is trying to teach you in that season, to keep speaking and believing. Because he's trying to teach you about his timing. Love. Love God with everything and love his people. Love don't hate, don't mistreat, it don't judge for personal gain, etc. Look, somebody that's hurt you, yes, it can definitely put a fear. Something that happens to us in life, yes, it's going to leave a damaging mark. It might not be a physical mark. It could be a mental mark. A mark from some people, they say, their heart is broken, they have a bruise or something like that. However, that can also cause you not to want to love because of that mark or that damage or that bruise. And that's not the way to conquer fear. Fear, love is what helps to really trump fear. When you love unconditionally, fear will diminish. What you should be afraid of, you're not. It's kind of like the whole, we love God, although we're supposed to fear God. But our love causes the what some people might consider a bad fear to really, really be a reverence and respect for God. Because we love him. And we know he won't do nothing that's going to literally harm us. And we know that he is God and he's still in control. Yes, unfortunately, he does allow certain things to happen that it's going to be heartbreaking. It's going to be heart-wrenching to see, to watch, to experience. However, The love will help us to not mistreat, will help us to love when everybody else don't. It helps us to forgive. Love helps to forgive. And so we have to have that also in order to make fear the punk. And then also we have to have that sound mind. Speak truth. Speak truth. A spirit of sound mind is about being able to control yourself to not always fall prey to sin. Speak truth. If you really don't like the way, if you really don't like certain side effects of drinking, smoking, gambling, fornication, all, you know, gossiping, if you really don't like how those all kind of make you feel, be honest about that. If you're not comfortable, look, sin for most people when it comes to life is not always comfortable initially. For some people, it starts to become comfortable. However, most of the time, it's not, because there's always going to be something that happens normally. If you think about drinking, if you drink too much, you get sick, of course. So the truth of the matter is, too much drinking, just kind of piggybacking off of that, can lead to other diseases. So if we spoke truth concerning that, that's going to help our minds to recognize, you know what? I got to control this because I don't want to be sick. I don't want to be in a hospital. I don't want to be on medications. I don't want to be in certain situations. I don't want to be counseled. Some people don't like being counseled. Some people don't like going through the process of they don't like going through the process of bearing their cross. But if you happen to end up in a situation where you've allowed fear to keep punking you and you've allowed them to win so much, guess what? In order to get your sound mind back, you're going to have to hear the truth. You're going to have to hear the truth. That might come from a doctor. That might come from a counselor. Hopefully it can come from a good friend, a spouse, somebody that loves you, that's using love and their power, their love, and their sound mind to help you overcome the fear, to help you make fear the punk. So, speak truth. Speak truth. That's going to help the fear. Because as much as we want to believe what the devil is saying, now don't get me wrong, will the doctor report show the positive cancer result? Is that truth? Sure. Now, the lie comes in because the enemy is going to turn that into a lie. We have to use the weapons against him, his own weapons against him. Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah, the cancer result, yeah, it came back. It's really there. But the truth is, there's something that can be done about it. The truth is, I can go through a treatment. The truth is, I can live a lot longer. Or the truth is, I can accept Christ as my Lord and Savior. And if I only got 6 months to live, I'm going to live it knowing I'm going to heaven. So we have to be careful at how the enemy twists the truth to make it seem like it's literally the worst thing that could ever happen to you. We have to be careful because, like I said, his plan is to steal, kill, and destroy us. To make it seem like, oh, that's the worst thing that could ever happen to me. This is the worst thing possible. But no. Death in Jesus is not the worst thing that could ever happen. death of a loved one is not the worst thing that could ever happen. And it took me a minute to even get myself to understand the loss of our daughter is not the worst thing that could ever happen. It could be a lot worse, a whole lot worse. So we have to have a sound mind, and we have to speak the truth. And that's what's going to help. It's not impossible to overcome fear. Why else would God say, fear not, so many times? Some teachings will say, you know, fear not is in the Bible 365 times, equivalent to 365 days a year, meaning that God is literally trying to say fear not every day. However, it's really in there way more than 365 times. Why do you think God, why do we think God says fear not so much? Because he knows that's one of the biggest and the root cause of so many issues that's going to happen in our lives. It's from fear. That's going to be the biggest dart, the biggest boulder, wrecking ball, whatever you want to call it. Fear is going to be the biggest thing. Because life is going to happen. We can't stop life from happening. But then all of a sudden, here comes fear. Because of what's happened. So yeah, that's why God is saying, hey, stop, don't, you know, fear not. That's why it's not impossible to not, you know, be able to overcome the fear. Listen to God. He really does know and want what's best for our lives. He really do. Don't doubt him. Don't doubt him. He really does. We know what we want. It could be the same that what God wants, but he just has to take us through a different route. He may have to take us through a different path. And it may be something even greater for us. And we just have to recognize that. We do. All right? So use all that God gave us to overcome fear. It's time that we made fear the punk. God gave us exactly what we need to make fear the punk. Power, love, sound mind. And it's not impossible to overcome fear. God literally lets us know. More than every day, fear not. All right? So, as always, how to connect with me? Visit my website, www.latanyaprice.com. Connect with me on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those fabulous things. Definitely grab a free ebook, grab a workbook or whatever from my website. You can join my email list that way. And all that fabulous stuff, and you'll receive some audio newsletters along with that. And just stay, really connect with me and stay up to date about new releases of books and different events and different things like that. And that's how you will kind of stay abreast, all right? So let's go ahead and close out with a word of prayer. God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for being in control, total control. We thank you for recognizing just how much fear is going to play a part in our lives. You wrote fear not so many times. You knew when you created us and we fail. You knew fear was going to grip us at every turn in our lives. It was going to just be right there. And that's why you just tell us fear not so many times. So God, help us to use the power, the love, the sound mind that you have endowed each and every one of us with to finally put fear in its place, to finally make fear the punk, to finally make fear cease, and give us the victory that you promise every day. Continue to keep your people. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives and their families' lives, every Christian leader as well. As in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Until next time, have a blessed rest of the week. Bye.